On the last chat, you had said, what if you accept that you are not wrong or right? What if you accept that you are neither fearful nor without a fear? What happens then? Freedom of thinking. Can you please elaborate on this quote?
Yeah, that was a very, very important point. We always want to make a good, bad situation good, a good situation to hold on to get attached to correct ourselves. And when we correct ourselves, we become so proud of our correction. And it's just a vicious cycle going on and on and on. But when you pull yourself out of the opposite side, neither do I want good, nor do I want bad. Neither do I want joy, nor sorrow. It is immediately, there is a stillness. We free our soul from this battle of rejecting and wanting, correcting and failing. So on our path is not about making a bad good. It's realizing the quality of this bad and good and how they follow one another. They are like a loop in a chain. They are intertwined with one another. And in order to break that chain is to move away from either. So changes bring opposites, but our beingness or our pure consciousness has absolutely no opposite in it. Go ahead, Aida.